Afterward to section 37. Thence to the pit. Whitman's identification with convicts, cholera victims, and beggars recalls the example of Jesus, whose ministry to the poor and outcast riled the Jewish priesthood no less than the Roman imperial authorities. Indeed, this section and the next may be read as glosses on the New Testament theme of kenosis, the emptying of the self to become a receptacle for God's will. O Christ, my fit is mastering me, Whitman cries in the 1855 version, and then adopts in turn the persona of a rebel adjusting the noose around his neck, a defiant savage, a visitor to the tomb of George Washington, a boy recalling prison ships, a redcoat surrendering at Saratoga. I become any presence or truth of humanity here, he declares, and see myself in prison shaped like any other man, and feel the dull, unintermitted pain. The prison and the pain are all that remain in the deathbed edition. This is the same pain experienced by the wounded in the previous section. And if Whitman's decision to excise the explicit Christian reference is understandable, his poem is intended to supersede all religious texts. It is nevertheless a pity that he abandoned his recollection of the bay near his childhood home, where British prison ships moored during the Revolutionary War, rotting hulks in which more soldiers and sailors died of neglect than in all the battles of the war. These become mine and me, every one, he wrote in the first edition, and they are but little. I become as much more as I like. If the Son of Man's witness to lepers and prostitutes, the lowest of the low, shaped the thinking of this poet possessed of the forgotten and the lost, the tradition continues in the practice of the contemporary American writer and Zen priest Peter Matheson, who with his fellow adepts cares for the most neglected members of society, homeless men suffering from AIDS. This is what Whitman teaches us to do when he takes on the burden of the cholera patient. Away from me, people retreat. And yet they cannot go very far, because he will not let them out of his sight, nor will this poem.